My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Utah Hockey Club, which I maintain is the laziest and dumbest name. I know it's a placeholder. I don't care. It annoys me. The name is the Yeti. All right? That's they've got several. The Utah Outlaws. Forget that. Oh, the Utah Chupacabra. That one I made up. Although that'd be a pretty boss-ass name, given the Kraken is also in existence.
The Venom as well. It's another
the Venom.
Name,
so. Yeah, okay. I get snakes. By the way, why would you want a team called the Snakes on Ice? It's a cold-blooded creature. Have you not thought this one out? What, is the snake going to sit in the stands and spit venom at you and hope it's real accurate? Listen, the point is, the Utah Hockey Club had their inaugural game earlier this week, and they sold $120,000 worth of beer during that game. All right, that sounds about right. Right? Like that honestly sounds a bit like rookie numbers to me. I feel like when I go to a game, I spend $150,000 or $120,000 on beer just for me and maybe one for Ness. But okay, but it turns out that is the most sold for an NBA or NHL contest held at the Delta Center ever. Why is that noteworthy? The Jazz have played at the arena since 1991. And so it actually, the way, this is one of those things where I started thinking about whether or not this was a real accomplishment. Because as we know, there are pretty peculiar laws in Utah about when and where you can imbibe in alcohol. And the more I thought about it, the more it made total sense to me. Does anybody, am I the only person, because I'm going to start here, am I the only person who... The amount of alcohol I consume depends on the pro sporting event I'm at. Because I'd never thought about it like this before.
Honestly, when you frame it like that, yeah, for me, absolutely. I mean, for a sport like hockey where you have the intermissions in there as
it's
well.
It's a drinking sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when I went to the Chicago game, I went to Chicago-Columbus in Chicago, which, by the way, the Hawks have a ridiculous... That's not a good team. And the environment in that place was amazing. Now, it's also incredibly expensive to watch a booty cheek team take on an even more booty cheek team in a game that the hockey was not good. But I digress. It was for two teams that stank on ice, it was fantastic. But in the time that I was at the game, I probably had 12 beers from start to finish, which for you might sound like a lot. For me, as really, it doesn't get your boy where he needs to go because we are heavy set. But, and I'm also Hungarian and Irish, which guarantees I'm likely to be either the nicest or meanest drunk you've ever met. 50-50 given my blood there. But, so then I started thinking about like, okay, when I go to an NBA game, and I realized, I like one or two beers. And it's not the price. It's the environment. Like, one, I tend to drink more, consume more alcohol. Drink more makes me sound like an alcoholic. But I tend to drink more at, like, blue-collar events. Like, hockey is an incredibly blue-collar sport. And if you've ever been to, like, a really good, like, the Blackhawks have in their in-game presentation, a lot of energy, a lot of lights, a lot of noise. They do the song, the Fratelli song after they score a goal. It is like a giant party. NBA games, yeah, it's loud. NBA crowds kind of suck. Like, unless it's like playoffs, Cavs are a little different if it's like a really good game, like if LeBron's in town. But like, if it's like, it's like Cavs Pistons, because that's top of mind. Or if it's like Cavs, like team, like a game that you should just out and out win. Even if it's a close game, there's just a malaise. There's just kind of a weird like thing that settles in. And what's interesting is the NFL is another venue where hypothetically, I do the drinking before the game. And so when I go in, it's more of a, I'm just trying to maintain whatever buzz I got. You know what the, you know this, because I thought about this. When it comes to, and again, 216-474-0092, does how much you drink depend on the type of pro sporting event you're at? Meaning NHL from MLB, NFL from NBA. I do think out of all the pro sports that I've gone to, I think the NBA is the one that I just don't drink hardly at all at. It's just not one I usually, that's actually a pretty decent spot to take my kid. And so I don't tend to imbibe as much around my kids. I tend to drink more when it's like me and my buddies are going to a game than anything. But then it's just the environment is too stale. Baseball games, that is my second most though. Which, it's a great environment, but it's for a totally different reason. It's outside, it's usually warm weather. You drink, you eat, just the amount of salty stuff is insane. So that drives the consumption. It kind of blew my mind, Mac.
I was going to say, too, because NBA, like, covering the games, everything like that, too.
You shouldn't drink when you do that.
No, okay. I don't. Just making sure. But I'm just saying, during the timeouts, like, even that, like, it's so much more condensed, and the game is already fast-paced enough to where if you go at the wrong time and you're waiting in the wrong line, all of a sudden then you're missing 2, 3, 4 minutes of the game. And so at that point, you're just missing out on more and more time. Whereas, I mean, baseball, it's a little bit slower, obviously, because you have like each individual pitch. And on top of that, you also constantly have people walking up and down the aisles that are, you know, trying to sell you beers, as well as going out to the concession stands.
By the way, Robert on Twitter saying, wait, a bunch of Mormons spent $120,000 on alcohol at a sporting event. I think this is where this is the perfect litmus test, because they have had the Jazz there since 1991. So the idea that now the only thing we're missing here is how much it cost per beer, right? This is not a per unit stat, which I probably would be more interested in knowing a little bit about. It's either that or the owner of the Utah Hockey Club is just on a grandiose level overcharging people for beer. You can't put that one out there either. But yeah, go Mormons. Go Mormons on this one. I mean, not historically on a few things, but specifically on this one, I'm proud of them.
Now, I'm looking at front office sports article from talking about the game and the feat that they had. $14 to $16 for a 20-ounce beer.
Sounds about right. Ooh, I'm trying to think. Because again, I just went in March.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yeah, I think I said 12. That's conservative too, because we had Chicago dogs. We put back. The food is another thing. Like how much you eat, it allows you. This is like the worst thing. If there's a kid listening, don't do this. This is bad. I'm saying this purely from a ideological standpoint. It's hypothetical. That's what it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I paid $14 a beer there too. Not that good a beer. Yeah. It was good. I mean, it was okay. I clearly kept going. It was good enough, just good enough, in fact, but maybe not worth $14 a pop there. Beer does just hit different in baseball. Dennis in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, Nick. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What you got?
Well, I love Daryl. I love G. Bush, and I love you. I like to call you Nicky Six. I hope you don't take offense to that.
He's skinnier than me, so I do not.
That's funny. So my 10-year-old daughter, almost 11, she and I were at game 2. And that was a great game, and we witnessed the, you know, it was great until it wasn't, obviously. And we're going tomorrow. And she's got a sore throat. She doesn't have strep. But she's toughing it out. And, not to be really dorky, but I hope the guards tough it out. Because, like, from a selfish standpoint, I want her – she witnessed, you know, just the gut-wrenching bomb in the ninth. And I'm hoping they can pull it out tomorrow. And I actually have a – you know, they played really well – considering the fact that they're playing against the best American League pitcher who's going to win the Cy. And it was 0-0, and everybody had said, if they keep it close, they can win. And they didn't, but Clase has been, a little nerve-wracking. And everything you said about how you felt last night, me and my daughter were sitting watching it, doing the exact same thing, screaming and yelling, jumping up and down. Hey, everybody else, be quiet. We're trying to... But I am positive about it. I really am. And knowing that I can call in and talk to you if it doesn't work out is really helpful.
Well, I'm here for you on that one, buddy.
Well, I love you, buddy, because this is a great show.
Oh, well, thank you very much, buddy. I appreciate that. Dennis, bring us home that dub, okay?
Go guards.
Thank you so much. So, we got like 2 more minutes in, and I just want to sit there and can we just replay that call like twice? It's like the Matthew Boyd thing. Like sometimes it just makes you feel good. I was like a schmuck talking about how much beer do you drink at MLB games versus NHL games and NBA games and NFL games, and Dennis just brings that. I wonder if he just says that on air and then he goes like to his buddies and he's like, God, I hate that fat ass. God, but he'll let me on air occasionally. But I hate that guy. It was very nice of him to say. I do think I feel as good as I can feel about an elimination game. I do. And listen, if you're asking how much of that is because we just won game 4, fair question. They have an obvious advantage. But if game 4 was a symptom, because to me, it's not always – we've had this conversation with the Browns. It feels like all year long. There's do you win, and there's how do you win or lose. If the offense is waking up, even if Josh Naylor is going to go ahead and give us Josh Naylor moments there with big at-bats there and swinging as if he was trying to hit a 5,000-foot home run, even if that's true, if Hosey and Kwan can do what they did, and really, David Fry too, if they can get guys on, do the little things – even if you don't get a home run against Skubal, man, I gotta say, I'm just so excited to see what they do, because I think this offense, if this offense is waking up, I'm gonna continue to come back to this. If game 4 was the symptom of this offense opening up, and that they can actually take another step forward offensively against the Yankees, you win the whole damn thing. If you beat the Tigers, people are going to say, well, they shouldn't have been here. This is where beating the Tigers nationally, people are going to discredit this kind of win, even if it's a beautiful Game 5 win. You beat the Yankees, there's not going to be anyone discounting you. And I don't know they can do it. I hope they can do it. I've thought a lot about whether they can do it. But, man, if you could beat the Yankees, and then you go beat Frankie Lindor in the World Series, if that's the path forward, or the Dodgers – if you could beat two $300 million teams, I got to say, a lot of people take it to mean as like, this is how you win in baseball in general. No, it'd be the anomaly. Not very few teams are going to be able to do this consistently. I'll still take the first championship that we've seen since I was almost negative 40, which means that it's been almost 40 years since they also haven't won a World Series since my birth. Not great, Bob. 216-474-0092. How you feeling about Game 5 in Cleveland tomorrow. One more segment on the way for you guys on 92.3 The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.